WCSC-TV Charleston. This is Live 5 News at 6.
You're probably already familiar with letters like this rating how good the food is in a restaurant. But now, if one man gets his way, those kind of letters could actually tell you how smoky the restaurant really is.
And underwater security, what cops do below the surface to keep us safe on land.
It was an incredible, incredible time to be alive, incredible time to be on the radio.
A blast from the past for local radio, which station celebrating 65 years, I bet you can guess, and who's in town for the anniversary party.
A Lowcountry tradition turned 65 years old this month. Back in 1939, WTMA Radio signed on with music and other local programming. Bill Burr has more on how the station remembers its roots.
Debbie, the radio dial is cluttered with stations on many frequencies with a variety of formats, but one station has a storied past, and its stories are being told today.
This check is possible by sponsoring the Gary London Show on WTMA.
Like old friends having a cup of coffee, these former co-workers relive the memories of their good old days.
It was coming up and coming up with a clever way to introduce a record, a clever way to talk about the temperature.
Not exactly a topic you'd hear around today's water cooler, but for John Burwell and Gary London, it was their way of life during the 60s and 70s at 1250 WTMA.
What makes a radio station important is the number of listeners that they have, the ratings that they can pull. And we had higher ratings than any radio station in the entire Southeast back then.
Throw it on the turntable and reach over and cue it up to the beginning point. And as soon as you hit the switch, the record would start and boom, you were on the air.
WTMA. This month, WTMA celebrates its broadcasting birthday. For 65 years, it's provided music, news, and friendship over the Lowcountry airwaves.
These were names that people knew, and they knew them just as well as they knew members of their family. And they would tune in and they'd actually listen not only to the music, but also to the disc jockey.
Even Live 5's Keith Nichols spun the stacks of wax for TMA. Veteran personalities like Charlie Bird Lindsay look at the station as a part of the local landscape.
When you think of Charleston, and you've been here any length of time, you think of the mighty TMA. No way to get around it.
It was an incredible, incredible time to be alive, incredible time to be on the radio.
WTMA, my radio.
WTMA is trying to collect radio station memorabilia for its own broadcast museum at the College of Charleston. If you have a WTMA artifact that you'd like to donate, call the station.